This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another...
It is. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Sight on GCN Live.
Yeah. You thought you was going to miss me. You're not going to miss me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. I don't care if you have to go up on a website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can head over to GCN Live. You can go to the, you can actually go to the station list. There's a gazillion ways you can catch the show. Kimberly Moran is going to join us, as she does every week, to talk about some of the crazy stuff going on in the news. She's our New England person. I'd like to say on the street in New England, but that's not really the thing you say for a woman, right? I mean, this wouldn't be cool. And that's not politically correct even in and of itself. I don't care. But, man, it got so. I will tell you about my escapades earlier today, probably in the third hour, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. Talk about going in, getting in, hanging out, going to the lion's den to see what they had to say, see what they wanted from me. That was an interesting scenario. We're going to talk about this after too. Media silence. A Democrat congressman sentenced to prison for bribery and money laundering. And the media, mainstream media, silent about it. Because that's a Dem. Shh, don't tell anybody. Seriously, can you imagine if this was a Republican? Conservative? My God, they'd be all over this like white on rice. And this stuff gets worse. And they won't even admit to it. I learned a lot. From where I was, I learned a lot tonight. In the very short time that I was there. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to David from San Francisco. David, thanks for calling tonight.
Yeah, how are you, Joe? I was listening to the previous interview with some interest, and it reminded me, as you were talking about America's credit limit, that's the way I kind of jotted it down, it reminded me of Abraham Lincoln, and are you familiar with what the greenback dollars were?
Yes, a bit. But tell the others.
America had been using the gold standard for many years and had been basically tricked by the British into only using gold for the standard. But there was a whole lot of silver that was discovered out in Nevada. I believe it was called Nevada City. It was in the California area. And so Lincoln then started adding silver to the mix. And so he increased the value of America by something like fivefold by adding silver. And as you're probably aware, gold doesn't rust, and silver does rust, but it does it pretty slowly. And so the idea of using gold as a standard for money was because it doesn't rust. And then if you have a very slow rust process, then you can pretty well, use silver as a means of treasury as well. And so it was thought that the British had tricked the South into breaking away to cause the Civil War, and that if the British got the North and South fighting long enough, it would bankrupt the country. It would go through its gold reserves, and then Britain could come back in and just conquer both sides. And when Lincoln created this, the silver, the greenback dollar is what it was called. It allowed the North to beat the South and still be economically strong enough to stave off the British, so that we were not reconquered.
So we beat them twice.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if there's any Brits out there listening, really, you want to do this again someday? I mean, seriously.
Right. And so with that in mind, when you look at the current, are you familiar with the LIBOR scandal?
You know, yes, I am to a degree, but we haven't got a whole bunch of time, so you're going to have to wrap up what you want to get to.
Yeah, LIBOR is when, back in the early Reagan administration, you know, Jimmy Carter had basically lost the reelection because interest rates had gone through the roof, and so the LIBOR, the London Interbank Offer Rate, was created to stabilize interest rates in America, but it was based in London. And so it was supposed to be this method of allowing all of the interest rates on a house, a boat, a car, business interest rates, and even bond issues in America were based on the LIBOR. And it was supposed to be this honest method of market forces setting interest rates.
David, it was kind of a first pass of globalism to a degree, because it wasn't
Absolutely.
Just English banks. It was major banks from all across the globe, right? All across the world,
sure.
Really.
And even Greece has gone, you know, bankrupt a couple of years ago because of the LIBOR. And when you look
not anymore, because they got the bail-in. They're taking people's money away from them, but go ahead.
Well, this idea that the British were controlling the value of the interest rates, and now it's been discovered that they were frauding the numbers probably within 5 years of the creation of the LIBOR. The late 80s was when they can prove that the LIBOR was frauded. And so the entire Earth has been declared to be worth $24 trillion, but the amount of theft of the LIBOR is said to be in excess of $700 trillion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you got to look at this idea that again, the British are trying to trick us into believing that we're bankrupt, and we don't have to believe their numbers at all. And so I was going to raise that with your previous guest.
We got it. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's just that once he gets on a roll, I can't pull him off. Hey, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it very much. Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. And, yeah, man, this money stuff, I don't know how people keep up with it. I really don't. I just, you know, it's buried in my backyard and it's staying there until I need it. And that's why you're not getting my address. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Moran joins me. You ready for the real quick ride? We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I got a lot I want to talk about coming up in the third hour as well. Kimberly Morin is going to join me in just a minute, coming to us from New Hampshire. Depends on where you're coming from as to how you say that. But let me see if I can, Janet from Tennessee is on with Janet. Thanks for calling. You have to turn it. Got to turn on the radio. I can hear me, and that makes me nervous.
Okay, I'm sorry. Turned that off.
That's all right.
Okay. Technology is just not great with me, so hang on. Let me turn it down. Okay, I've got it down. All
right. I got coffee. It's cool. So what's on your mind, Janet?
Enjoy your
I'm fine.
So much.
Thank you very much.
Good. Just a patriot Southern girl here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and just completely fed up with what is going on, and just want your slant on it.
All right, I've got my wife here who's a Georgia peach, and she's going to translate for me.
Okay. I know.
I'm a Yankee.
It takes a minute.
Yeah. I'm a Yankee.
My husband is too. He's from Jackson, Michigan. So I kind of.
So you ladies see, you people in the South are very forgiving. At least the females are. That's really good. Now
we are, aren't we? We're a rare breed. Yes,
so,
we are.
So you. What I got was that you're really upset about what's going on in the country, and I lost the last half of that.
Well, I am. I campaigned for Trump for almost a year and a half. Am a Trump girl all the way, am completely disgusted with the left, completely disgusted with liberal logic, with what the progressive movement is doing at this point. And I just am flabbergasted every day at what they're bringing to the table. And, you know, I'm at the point where I want to see something done. I want to see movement in the right direction, and I think Trump is doing a bang-up job at what he's doing.
Yeah.
But I just...
Well, Janet, he's got them petrified. Yeah, he's got them petrified on both sides, which I think is a good thing. But I got to tell you, it's what I keep telling people. Do what you're doing. You know, it was great that you helped get him elected. It was great that you're telling people that you were a Trump girl and all that. But I tell people now, we went a long time without allowing the anti-Trumpers go without being checked. We allowed them to show up at events. There was an event this weekend at somebody I really like, a congressman, and there were 300 slots. There was 30 slots that conservatives took and 200 and some odd slots that that really just nasty, mad people took. And I'm saying to myself, why isn't it 250 slots for us and 30 for them? So we still got work to do. This is going to be four more years of fighting, Janet. This isn't going to end tomorrow.
We have got to put our wading boots on. We've got to wade through this crap, and we've got to exactly show our face as patriots and show that we had a strong front. We've always had that strong front. Why we have not presented that in 8 years, I don't know. But we need to really present it now, and we need to show our force. And that's what we need to do.
I agree with you, Janet. God bless. And you know what? That's the other thing, too, people need to do. If you're a praying person, you believe in God, you need to pray to God for guidance. He needs you. You need. That's how
exactly.
We win. We win that way. Go ahead.
He put who he wanted to in the White House, and now we have to show that we're a formidable force that we can be reckoned with. So,
yep.
I agree.
Janet, thanks for listening. Yeah, thanks for living. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling. I do appreciate it. All right. Have a great night.
I love your program. Thank you for your passion. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All right. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. And, you know, I never want to say joining us from the streets of New Hampshire, because that doesn't sound right. But, man, you know, it's funny how many people think that New England or... you know, the area that you're in, Maine and all that, would be somewhat conservative. But, man, it's not, is it?
It depends on where you
breathe,
are.
Breathe deep. Yeah.
I know. You would think, but it just doesn't quite work out that way. And I think a lot of it is because people are dumbed down and just believe whatever they're told by politicians and the media, of course. Mm-hmm. And... they don't check the voting records. You know, a lot of people aren't involved. Our town government is horrifying too. It's the same everywhere.
Yeah, but you know, when I was a kid though, and I know I'm quite a bit older than you, but when I was a kid, I remember, you know, again, when you head up that way to New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, they were all kind of live and let live people. Leave me alone. Stay out of my backyard. I don't want the government involved. And I'll do my thing, and you do yours. And God bless America. Man, that has really changed quite a bit, hasn't it, though?
It has changed because of an infusion of nanny staters that move here. From New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, some from Massachusetts. They like to blame people from Massachusetts, but most of the people I know from Massachusetts fled Massachusetts so we could live free or die in New Hampshire. So it's not mostly us, but, yeah, people move here. Left-wingers move here. And then they try to destroy the state like theirs was destroyed.
You know, it's really interesting how the left works, right? So they see an area that they like, that they want to move into. It's safe. They like the schools. They like the atmosphere in the town. And the first thing they try to do is They want to change the schools and put their people in the schools. You know, their people, their words.
Yep.
Right? They want to change the city council. They want to change it. And they go, why? If you liked what it was and you moved up here for that, why would you do that? It makes absolutely no sense, right?
Yep.
And now, now you thought you were safe in New Hampshire. And now you got some, I don't even want to say it. You say it.
the gender identity bill.
There you go. Okay. Because nobody has a
very past,
nobody has a mirror.
For the past over 10 years, I forgot even how long we've been stuck under a Democrat governor. People finally smartened up and elected a Republican. And I'm not sure how conservative he really is, but he signed constitutional carry. I can't even say it.
You're
so
saying,
we have that. We're the 12th state.
Yeah, I know. And the list is growing, and the consideration of states considering constitutional carry is growing as well. Real quick, what exactly is constitutional carry? What rights does it give you?
Well, we don't have to ask for permission for a piece of paper from the government to carry concealed. We already could open carry without doing that. Now we got rid of it so that you don't have to ask permission to carry concealed. You can still get a pistol revolver license, but you know, if you want reciprocity with other states, but you don't have to, if you don't go to other states and carry your firearm, you don't have to ask permission.
So you could have a loaded firearm under your coat, you get pulled over, you simply tell the police officer, I've got a loaded gun. I mean, you must have to...
No.
Wait a minute.
No. You don't have to tell the police officer anything.
All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I'm curious
okay.
Now. We got to go for a break because, you know, you and I both believe in capitalism, so hang tight. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, Facebooking, wherever it is that you get involved, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live. What is that? You can take the poll, you can be part of the conversation, you can buy my book, which has disappeared. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping. Oh, it's up there. That's right. Okay. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All those things you were told to be afraid of over the last 8 years. You ate the propaganda, and you don't have to be afraid of any of that. Matter of fact, we are more in line with mainstream America. We are more in line, okay, with how you want, how you want to be treated. How you want to be, I don't want to say cared for, because I don't mean it that way. Or uncared for, or left alone. You're going to find that out. You know, head over to Amazon.com where you can get the book a little faster. But if you buy it from me, ain't that hard. If you buy it from me, from my website, I'll go ahead and sign it. I don't know why you want it signed. But if you want it signed, I'll go ahead and autograph it if you order it from my website. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. I always enjoy the time that she spends with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So we were talking about constitutional carry. We'll get over to this other thing in a minute. But we were talking about constitutional carry, because the thing that kind of threw me off with you was you said that you don't have to tell the officer you've got it. So if you get pulled over and he asks you to get out of the car, you at no point are you to tell him that you've got something on you or not?
It's up to the person. There's no law that says you have to do it.
So it's a pretty much just a wide open law.
Pretty much.
My crazy Uncle Frank can carry a gun.
What?
I said my crazy Uncle Frank can carry a gun?
Only if he's legally able to purchase and possess one. That's okay. It.
All right.
It's all law-abiding. Anybody who can legally purchase and possess a firearm can carry however they see fit. We could already open carry before freely without any law rule on that, you know, as far as asking permission.
Right.
We just putting a jacket over, we had to ask permission. And they were discriminating against some people because the law that was put into place 94 years ago was put into place by white racist Democrats to keep guns out of the hands of legal immigrants and other people that they didn't like. But it still worked that way today.
You mean the less desirables? You can say it.
Yes, the less desirables. You know, only now it was, you know, again, the same law was in place, only they would, you know, it was women or LGBTQ activists or, you know, just some guy they didn't like. They didn't have to really have a reason. And, yeah, you could sue them
wow.
and fight it. But not a lot of people have
thousands of dollars for a Second Amendment attorney.
Oh, well, fighting the police department, period, is a task that's almost impossible to take on. I get it. It's crazy. There's no reason for it. I feel the same way where law-abiding citizens should be allowed. There's no reason why they can't be allowed to carry the guns. No reason why they can't be allowed to buy the guns. If you're problematic or there really is a problem, then I want somebody checked. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's some people, seriously, if they own a gun, I don't want to live in the same city as them, kind of thing, or within an hour drive. Anyhow.
Most of the left.
What's that?
That's most people on the left.
Oh, okay. And your email address, they can send you the nasties, too?
They can send it. That's fine. No, I'm just joking when I say that. Yeah. Sort of. But this is actually a nonpartisan. It was a nonpartisan legislation. Gun rights are not partisan. Even though Democrats like to make them partisan, I know plenty of Democrats, Libertarians, Republicans who all want Second Amendment rights. Even hardcore left-wingers. Who I won't maybe agree on with most things, but they are for Second Amendment rights. So it's really a nonpartisan issue. Democrats like to make it partisan.
Well, speaking of, and this is nonpartisan, I can tell you from where I'm at, you're starting to get the taste of that whole transgender bathroom thing, aren't you?
Oh, my.
Yeah. No, but I mean, seriously, I mean, in your little... In your little state of New Hampshire there, all of a sudden, bathrooms for everyone come to you.
Yep. And here's the thing. I wrote about this yesterday. This morning I wrote a big, long article about it, explained how transgenders already have protections, you know, moving on and on, explaining why women do fear this, showing actual examples of men who have used these laws specifically to victimize women, on and on. And then I found out further on in the day, which I'll be writing about for tomorrow, New Hampshire discrimination laws already cover transgenders. We all are covered under the laws equally right now in the state of New Hampshire. And they have been for 30 years. Trans activists and Democrats are lying to people because they want to push this agenda with a specific wording like gender identity, mm-hmm. so that they can infringe upon freedom of speech and freedom of religion. So they just want to grow the state so that we have less individual freedom in the state. These people, there's never issues. No one has ever been thrown out of a bathroom. If someone was discriminated against, were able to go to the Human Rights Commission and file a complaint. And they have. They already used the laws today the same as us. These people are just pushing an agenda, and that's what I'm going to follow up with tomorrow. Because even when they know that they have the right to sue and they're protected, they still want to have this law put into place. It's got to be stopped.
I'm sorry. So, when the Dems want to try to figure out how they lost, they still can't figure out why and how they lost. And I go back.
One of the reasons.
Oh no! It gets better than this. I am far from done with this. So you sent me one story. Well, I'm going to talk about him in a second, but the other story I want to talk about is the transgender doll. Okay? And I'm sitting here thinking, transgender doll? The BBC's reporting that there's a transgender doll available now, and I'm thinking to myself, why would you want a transgender doll unless it had parts and pieces that moved around, right? Because you see where I'm lost with this? I'm trying to figure out, what purpose does this serve? I mean, pretty much none. So this one's out of, it's trending out of BBC. It says, transgender dolls and all that jazz. It says a new toy built as the world's first transgender dolls, created a buzz on social media. Thousands of tweets about the product unveiled by the Tonner Doll Company have been posted since it announced that the doll would make its first appearance at the New York Toy Fair. The doll is modeled on a teenage activist who was born a boy but lives as a female. Jazz Jennings shot to fame when she was interviewed about gender dysphoria. Here's the thing with her, him, whatever. Mad. He is, she, whatever, I don't know if she's gone through the surgery or whatever, but so upset. Jennings is so mad. You ready for this one? That
heterosexual boys won't go out with him. Her, him, whatever. Okay? Why? Because he has male genitalia. I'll tell you what. This is where, no matter how confused you get about stuff, I do not want to be with somebody who has the same stuff I have, whether you identify as a woman or not.
Listen, this is part of the agenda of the left. This is way bigger. Transgenders, either they're being used as pawns and don't realize it, or they're willing participants to push this extreme left-wing agenda that gives more and more power to the state because it's going to crush our individual rights, our individuality, because they want to make everyone into a blob of collectivism. So that there's no gender, there's no individuality, we're all the same. And that's exactly what they want to do. And these, damn it, these people are doing it now with the kids. They've already pushed the gay agenda on kids in school, teaching them about that. Now they're pushing the transgender agenda on kids in school. And they know if they take the kids early, the parents will lose them.
Well,
as far as control.
For some of you who need to cover your ears, do so. So Tony the Tampon coloring book reminds kids that, hey, men get periods too. The D.C.-based artist Cass Clammer wants to decriminalize periods. This is just nuts. Oh, destigmatize, I'm sorry. But the process, she wants to degender them as well. Growing up, you know, I could be really rude right now. I know.
I might cry.
My wife sits next to me, as some of you know, so I can't, she'll throw stuff at me. Growing up in the Democrat Republic of Congo, Clemmer hit puberty in a society that kept mum about menstruation. So this, all right, we're going to hit this. I need a minute to throw up. When we come back, we'll hit this wheel. It's time to break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. If I've got to put up with it, you do too. We'll be right back.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does pretty much every week here, to talk about the things that are happening out there, not just in New Hampshire, not just in New England, but all across the country. And Kimberly, again, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hi, Tony. I mean, I do...
Tony? I'm sorry. We can't hear you anymore. We'll catch you next week. Yeah, there you go. So, well, hey, you said that Tony the Tampon, that's right, a coloring book that reminds kids, that men can have periods, too. Now, she's going to lose it over there. We may have to give her CPR or something in a second. So,
oh, my God. So did you read this article? It said another thing that the Atlantic and Cosmo ran articles on chest feeding, the new inclusive name for breastfeeding, because, you know, women aren't the only ones who do it. I can't even with these people. They are just
I can't.
Literally.
Let me tell you what. If I tried to breastfeed, even though I have breasts, I mean men breasts, if I tried to breastfeed one of my grandchildren, they'd be dead because they would starve. Okay, I mean it was not the way it was made to work, and that's why I get such a kick out of these people. What is wrong with these people?
They're trying to wipe them out. No, they are trying to literally make it so women mean nothing. When you can't legally claim you're a woman and actually be a woman because they can claim they're women. What does that do? What does that do to women? It hurts us. And it infringes upon our rights and freedoms. That's exactly what they're doing. And eventually, and we're not going to be able to say anything about it because, you know, it's transphobic or bigoted, right?
Yeah, yeah, well.
So if we stand up for our rights, if we women folk stand up for our rights, that's hate speech. You can't say things. You can't stick up for your rights. So they're really, really pushing against women on this, and they're hurting women.
You're killing me here. The whole series, I guess the series is the adventures of Tony the Tampon. Whether you're in on this transgender thing or not, just the fact that they have an action coloring book called The Adventures of Tony the Tampon, there is something, I'm sorry, there is something drastically wrong with these people. All right? And they want to change the name in the aisles from feminine products to hygiene products. Really? Because I wouldn't know what to do with a tampon. Not on me, anyhow. Well, I could put them on my armpits like that one guy did.
You could put it on, wear them as earrings.
Your name? Oh, my God. But this is where we've come to as a society. I mean, why are we accepting this? Seriously, why are we afraid of what they're going to say to us? Why are we accepting this garbage?
We are accepting it for a couple of reasons. The LGBT activists, you know, the people, there aren't a lot of them. And it's not all the LGBTQ LMNOP people. It is a specific core, but they're hugely funded by the left. They include all left-wing people. Look, left-wing feminists used to be part of that and support the quote-unquote gay agenda. Well, now, they also supported transgenders. Well, guess what's happening? Now, the same left-wing radical feminists who might have supported these groups, they're going to be the minority group. Hi, see ya. You did it to yourself. But the goal in general is just to keep pushing these bills, and if you disagree, you're a bad, evil, horrible person, and you're against somebody's civil rights or equal rights. And people are afraid of having that said, so they, you know, they push back. You know me, I don't care, because I have the facts. And they're wrong, and they're insisting upon my rights.
Well, since we seem to be on the alphabet contingent tonight, I thought I'd, let's do some more. Okay? So, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, LMNOP, all these places, you know, they come out, and they're gonna show us. They're going to teach us. They're going to train us about the LGBTQ community, because, you know, more people want information on it. So apparently ABC had a gay rights drama. You know, it was funny because Timmy and I were watching these commercials pop up, you know, starting in 2 weeks, starting in 3 weeks, yada, and you could tell where they were going with this. It's these series are all about sexual equality, although it's really inequality, but that's a story for another night. So ABC promoted the crud out of this thing, and it's the new gay rights drama. It says, When We Rise. It's already proving to be a flop after just two shows. The audience for this is so low. All right? 2.5 million people. Which shows you nobody wants to see it. Whether they agree with it or not, they still don't want to see it.
Look, I don't know if I told you this story before, but remember beginning of last year, two guys who own this great gay-friendly hotel, they're gay guys, own this gay-friendly hotel in New York City, dared to have dinner with Ted Cruz. Now, Ted Cruz might not be for gay marriage, but these guys agreed with him on everything else. They weren't even talking about that. The gay lobby, the gay Gestapo, tried to shut their business down, made them lose business. It was horrifying. These guys who actually created a space for gay people to go to and freely be able to enjoy themselves, they tried to shut it down just because he had dinner with someone.
Wow.
It's hard. People are horrible. They're horrifying
people.
Aren't they
the loving, accepting group? What am I missing here? I must be missing something.
What did you say?
I said, aren't they the loving, accepting group? And we're the hateful ones? What am I missing here?
The left are the most intolerant people on the planet. Except maybe next to Islam. But they love Islam, you know, the extremists, fundamentalists. But they love them. So, you know, No, they are the most intolerant people on this, in this entire country. They really are. Because they are not tolerant of other beliefs. They aren't tolerant if you have even agree on some stuff and don't agree on other things. It has to be their way or nothing. And if you don't do what they want, they are nasty, nasty people.
Yeah, I get such a kick out of all this. You know, and if you would sit back, and I may write something on this over the next day or two, but when you sit back and look at what's going on and how the left is attacking Trump on this wiretapping thing, I find if they would just listen to themselves speak about who knew what and when, when it was leaked, when it wasn't leaked, who, and I'm going, wait a minute, if you follow all this together, you can paint a picture that this information was leaked only to people on the left so they could use it against Trump and others. If you would take it one, if you would lay it all out, instead of taking it one issue at a time and somebody throws it at the table, if you would just sit there and talk it through, you would see how planned and contrived this looks, wouldn't you? You there?
Sorry, I was dealing with a dog issue.
Ah.
No, that's the problem. Somebody's going to piece this all together. Some people have already started.
Yep.
And it's not going to be pretty when it's done.
Oh, no.
I don't think.
And you know, if we get the right people, Trump has got to push out, has to push out the old Obama people in those seats, in those places. They got to go. But if he pushes them out and he puts his people in the right place, there'd be a lot of people that you're going to be going to jail. You're going to go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Don't you think?
Well, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Either people are going to get away with it, which seems to be the par for the course with government officials, or there's going to be a lot of people on that list waiting for a court day.
Yeah. And one last thing I'll hit you with, because, you know, I like to hit just with stuff rapid fire just for fun to get your feel on these things. And I started to talk about it earlier. I said, you know, it's amazing. If this was a Republican elected official, this would be on the news scene for like 5 or 6 days solid. You don't hear anything from the media. A Democrat congressman sentenced to prison for bribery and money laundering, and he was a Dem. So he's, former Representative, what's his name, Chaka Fattah out of Pennsylvania. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison on charges of money laundering, bribery, and fraud. This wasn't.
That's you.
Well, this is common, though. This is so common among that tribe. He's 60 years old.
It is?
Yeah, and he resigned in June, and now his sentence took place in January 25th. All right? Even though they were fighting to keep him out. But he's going to serve 17 to 22 years. He is, how old did I say it was? 60. You know, he could die in prison, but. Again, where's the outrage from the left? Money was spent.
They don't care. No, they don't care. You know, how do you have someone like Bernie Sanders or Lizzie Warren talking about the 1% and how much they hate him when they are the 1%? And Bernie Sanders never worked a day in his life. In Congress, how did he? How did he buy a $600,000 house? And Liz Warren making $350,000 for teaching one thinking class at Harvard. Give me a break.
Well, you're awful. You're awful skeptical. You might have made just some really good investments. You know, I don't know. Right.
Maybe it's right.
Oh God. All right. So listen, where can people find you quickly?
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, Conservative ID, IND on Twitter, and I'm also on Mondays on my show on Gerard at Large, Politically Buzz at 8:20 in the morning.
Thanks for being with
me. That's early for you guys.
We have, right. More than happy to get up at 5 to listen. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll lay out some of this wiretapping, number one. I mean, because really, seriously, the New York Times called us like 4 months ago. So how'd they get the information? We'll be back in a few minutes. You're on Facebook, you got to restart. If you're anywhere else, go get some coffee. Come on back.